Welcome to the NewsRamp Government and Politics Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, and I'm thrilled to have you with us today. NewsRamp.com curates the latest business news from leading newswires, bringing you the most relevant stories to keep you informed and inspired. Now, a quick note before we dive in. While this podcast is produced with the assistance of AI and AI voices, rest assured that the stories we're sharing are very real, and the complete news stories can be found at NewsRamp.com. It's Tuesday morning, November 11th, 2025, and we have a lineup of government and politics headlines and stories that you won't want to miss. So grab your coffee, lace up those running shoes, or settle into your favorite chair, and let's get started. Here is our first headline.
Riley Ann Lehman wins 2025 Animal Rescue Scholarship from Texas Law Dog. Riley Ann Lehman, a student at Southern Nazarene University, has won the 2025 Animal Rescue Scholarship from the Texas Law Dog. Lehman's moving essay highlighted her family's dedication to fostering and adopting dogs in need, particularly pugs. She expressed how caring for these animals has shaped her perspective on empathy and patience. The scholarship committee recognized Lehman's commitment to animal advocacy and awarded her $2,500 to support her academic pursuits. Lehman plans to continue helping animals as she graduates and pursues a career in athletic training. To learn more about the scholarship and how to apply for the 2026 award, visit the Texas Law Dog's Animal Rescue Scholarship page. Dispelling the holiday suicide myth. CDC data shows suicide rates are lowest in December. International Survivors of Suicide Day emphasizes need for accurate information. As communities prepare for International Survivors of Suicide Day on November 22nd, the CDC data reveals that suicide rates are actually lowest in December, dispelling the harmful holiday suicide myth. Despite billions spent on mental health interventions, suicide remains a major public health crisis in the U.S., with over 49,300 deaths in 2023. CCHR Florida warns against misinformation surrounding suicide, including the misconception that suicide attempts increase during the holidays. The CDC's analysis shows that December has the lowest average daily suicide rate, while the highest rates occur in the spring and summer months. Concerns also arise about the growing reliance on antidepressant medications, with more than 1 in 10 U.S. adults taking prescription medication for depression in 2023. As International Survivors of Suicide Day approaches, CCHR Florida emphasizes the importance of accurate information and evidence-based mental health treatment options. New DHS policy ends automatic work permit extensions nationwide. On October 30, 2025, the Department of Homeland Security, DHS, announced a new policy that ends the automatic extension of work permits for certain Employment Authorization Document, EAD, renewal applicants. Renewal applications filed on or after that date are not eligible for the automatic extension benefit for most affected EAD categories. This change emphasizes the importance of early filing and understanding the risks of work authorization interruption. Immigration attorneys can assist individuals and businesses in navigating this shift and ensuring continuity of employment authorization. The new rule aims to enhance national security and public safety by allowing for more rigorous screening of applicants before continuing their employment authorization.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Government and Politics Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.